Welcome to our top stories this hour. And we begin with a fascinating story. I would love to get your feedback on this. I'd love you to text in after you hear from the people involved in this story. But let's begin with the Dory Monson Show exclusive.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
There is a fascinating story that has been and still is unfolding here in our state, where there are two high school tennis siblings, and they say that they are being discriminated against by the governing body for high school sports here in Washington, the WIAA, because as Seventh-day Adventists, Joel and Joseph Chung, they cannot play tennis on the Sabbath, which is Saturday, which is traditionally the day of the state championships, the final round. And so they have gone to court against the WIAA. And I want to welcome to the show the attorney for the Chung family, Joe Davis, and also the father of Joel and Joseph, and that's Paul Chung. Gentlemen, I appreciate both of you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us.
So, Paul, let me start with you. First of all, congratulations. All three of my daughters were high school tennis players. My wife was a high school boys and girls tennis coach, so I know a little bit about the game. And congratulations, because it sounds like you have a couple of very accomplished kids there.
Thank you.
What high school do Joel and Joseph go to? Is it WF West?
Right.
Okay.
WF West High School in Chehalis.
In Chehalis. Okay. So as Seventh-day Adventists, they cannot play tennis on the Sabbath, which is Saturday in your church, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I felt like much of the national media, and I saw some national coverage of this, I felt like a lot of people were kind of missing the story, because I realized there are two aspects to this. First of all, you would like them to be able to reschedule the matches so they are not played on your Sabbath. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then also, the WIAA says if these kids in advance say that they cannot play in the finals, they just aren't going to be allowed to compete in the tournament at all on the first two or three days, you know, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Also correct?
Well, no, it's the whole postseason tournament. So in order to get to the state tournament, you have to be the top few winners in the sub-district, and then you go on to play in the district tournament, and the top two or three will go to the state tournament.
So your kids wouldn't even be allowed to compete in sub-district if they would not be able to play in the state finals.
Right. Last year, the sub-district and districts were both on weekdays, but they weren't even allowed to play in that because we knew ahead of time that if they made it to the last day of the state final, they would just drop out, and they said that was against their rule.
Okay, got it. So, Joe, tell me the legal argument that you have been making against the WIAA.
Sure. So, one of the most important aspects of the First Amendment and of religious freedom in this country is the idea that the government is supposed to do what it can to accommodate religion. Religion is a protected right in the First Amendment. And here, under the rule that Paul just talked about, the WIAA was really doing the opposite. It wasn't just trying to accommodate religion. It was actually saying there's this hypothetical conflict between the last day of the state championship tournament and the Sabbath. And because of that mere possibility that there could be a religious conflict, you actually can't play in any postseason play at all. It was going out of its way to penalize religious conduct. So that's a major religious freedom problem. And then as far as the scheduling of the tournament itself goes, there's a major religious freedom issue there, too. Again, the government is supposed to do what it can to accommodate religion. And here it knows that there are Sabbath observers that might qualify to play in the state championship match. Regular season matches are routinely played during the week. The first several tournaments in the postseason are easily played during the week. That's what happened in Joel and Joseph's case last year, where the sub-districts and the district tournaments were scheduled during the week. So we know that they can play these tournaments during the week, and if they can do that, than they need to when there's a religious conflict at play.
But here's the challenge with that, and you know, let me tell you my perspective. I was a high school basketball coach, and I am a Christian. I'm looking at this story from a couple of different perspectives here. But they can't move it to Sundays because there are a lot of religious faiths that observe Sunday as the Sabbath, and you know, I don't know if there are any other faiths, no matter how small, marginalized they might be, who cite weekdays as Sabbaths, but how in the world could they accommodate anybody and everybody that, you know, what if somebody says Friday is our Sabbath? How do they do that?
Well, it's a good question. I think what you know, we're not asking for some sort of across-the-board rule that all the tournaments have to be played on this day or that day. We're asking for them to do what they do every year, which is look at the schedule, look at the availability of the venues, and make the scheduling decisions, and take into account religious objections. There are obviously hypotheticals you could come up with where people would have objections to playing on other days, but we don't know of any like that. What we know is that there are people that have objections to playing on Saturday, and those are the kind of objections that we think they ought to be taken into account. I think something that's important to look at here is they've actually responded to Sabbath observers' objections before. There was a lawsuit a couple of years ago involving volleyball players who said, "Look, we can't play on Saturday. That's our Sabbath." During that litigation, the WIA ended up moving the tournament, and we haven't heard of any objections, religious objections, to the new tournament, which is on weekdays.
Well,
so of course, you can come up with hypotheticals like that.
Yeah, let me jump in on that, because you schedule these tournaments years in advance, and in the sport where I coach, the state championships are played in the Tacoma Dome, the Yakima Sun Dome. You book those years in advance, and I don't know if they have any flexibility on a year-to-year basis to say, do we have any kids who are going to have a problem playing on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday? And that's where I understand in almost every sport, the championships are played on Saturdays. I think that that's, you know, almost universally across the board in our state.
Yeah, look, you know, they might have arguments like that, but the point of the religious freedom lawsuit is they have to show up and make their case. What they can't do is just say at the outset, religious objections notwithstanding, we're playing on Saturdays because that's what we've always done. I think it's also interesting to look at the NCAA, which of course everybody knows. It organizes college athletics tournaments where there's often major money at stake, very high stakes sorts of tournaments, and they routinely accommodate religious exercise. In fact, they have a rule that says that they will reschedule a tournament if a team makes it that has a policy against playing on a certain day for religious reasons. So they routinely accommodate BYU, for instance, whenever the situation arises. So we know it can be done, and those sorts of administration type of aspects that you're referring to are exactly what the First Amendment requires.
Okay.
Athletic institutions to do.
Paul, let me ask you from a father's perspective. As I said, I'm a Christian. It does say in the Bible, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. I do work on Sundays. I host our Seahawks pre and post game. I work on our Sabbath. What would happen, mm-hmm. in your view, spiritually, morally, what would happen if your kids just said, high school athletics, playing in the state championship, it's once in a lifetime? From a moral, spiritual perspective, what do you think would happen if they played on Sabbath?
You know, that's every person's individual conviction.
Yes.
You know, I would not play. In fact, I played tennis in high school and ran into the same issues, so I could never play in the postseason tournaments. But, we've raised our children to be committed to God, and if they chose to play, I would strongly recommend against it, but I wouldn't force them because, you know, God doesn't force anyone to do anything. You know, our understanding of how to keep the Sabbath holy is should rest and refrain from work. Competitive sports seems more like work than resting.
Yeah, no, it is. When you're playing at that level. There was a Jewish school on Mercer Island that made the state mm-hmm. basketball tournament about 10 years ago. And they made it to, I believe, to the state championship game, or they made it to a trophy game at least on Saturday. They dressed, they showed up, and then they forfeited and shook hands with the opponent but they did not play, but they showed up and forfeited. Would you be amenable to that? Your kids just, if they made it to the finals, and I understand that Joelle was undefeated in her regular season, you know, very possible state championship contender. Would you be amenable to that, to say, yeah, let her play in the quarters and the semis, and if she makes the finals, we'll shake hands with the opponent and walk away?
Yeah, I think that's a great witness to show that their religious belief is more important than a tennis trophy.
I agree with that. I will say I do have a problem with that, just because, you know, I was fortunate enough to win a state championship as a coach. There are few things in life more exhilarating, and winning the game itself was a million times more satisfying than if we had just won it via a forfeit. I just don't think that would have... So from the opponent's perspective, I can understand them not wanting to have it handed to them, but wanting to earn it on the tennis court, on the field of competition.
Sure. Yeah, so that's why if WIAA doesn't want those situations to occur, they can just move it off of Saturday. And that's what we're asking them.
Okay, and Joe, I will say that I got an email from the WIAA last night, and they have changed the rules, and I assume that your lawsuit is a reason for this. It used to be that competitors would have to be eligible to play in every round, barring injury or illness, but they have added religious observance to that. So as it stands now, Joe, I assume it means what I was just talking to Paul about, and that is the kids would be allowed to play, but they, if they choose to forfeit on Saturday, then that's up to them. Is that a correct interpretation of this rule?
That's correct. So the rule no longer disqualifies them from participating in any postseason play at all. They can now play up until the point at which there's a conflict, and then if they need to, for their religious observance, withdraw. We're glad to see the rule change. It's obviously a step in the right direction.
Okay. Hey, look, yeah, it's a fascinating issue, and Paul, again, I congratulate you not just for the on-court performance, but the spiritual guidance you're providing your kids. I think that that's very admirable, and I think these are important issues, and too many families have abrogated that role. So I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Dory.
Okay. Gentlemen, I really appreciate talking with you. Thanks so much for coming on with me today.
We appreciate your time. Right,
thank you.
There we go. The dad and the attorney for the two tennis kids at WF West. I really would love to hear what you have to say about this, because, as I said, I respect their faith. I think that disqualifying them from even participating in regionals or sub-districts because they can't commit to playing in the state finals if they make it that far, I think that's too much. But I get it. I get where the WIAA was prior to this, where it's not fun to win by forfeit. It's not rewarding. And that's what, if these kids make the finals and then they just shake hands with their opponent and their opponent's the state champion, it's not as much fun as winning it on the field, on the court. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. So you text me, 98973. That's 98973.